Okay, so tonight, tonight we're going to do as follows. We're going to explain. We're going to explain Shitas Rashi and the Ran. Why you're allowed to break this chavis? Why exactly is it mutal lefi the Ran? What is the limitations and the qualifications of the heter to break the chavis lefi the Ran? And we're going to discuss two approaches. There's going to be Rav Moshe's approach to understanding the Ran, and there's a Chazanish has a different approach. And we're going to discuss the possible differences that will make an actual difference, ripping bags and etc. And then, if we have some time, we are going to start working on Tysus' approach. Okay, so now, the Mishnah again. The Mishnah had said, Shoyber Adam Sachavius Lachalam Gregor. So the Mishnah said, you're allowed to break a Chavius, it's mutter to break a Chavius in order to get the fix. That's permitted. Rashi says, why is it permitted? Because it's Makalkal, and Makalkal is mutter on Shabbos. That's why it's mutter, even though you're destroying it, you're a Makalkal, Makalkal is mutter on Shabbos. The Ran said that took issue with that. He says, it doesn't make sense. Makalkal is not mutter on Shabbos. Makalkal is Patr Avil Osir. It's still an Isidra Banan. And it should be Osir. So the Ran said, no, Makalkal is mutter when it's a Tzairuch Shabbos. It's mutter to be Makalkal. You're allowed to ruin something as long as it's a Tzairuch Shabbos. It's for food, something you need on Shabbos. Then you are allowed to be Makalkal. You're allowed to ruin. But then the Ran went on to say, oh, well, take it easy. That's only if it's a small keli, not if it's a big keli. A huge keli, there's binyan v'stira b'kelim, when it's like the big, like the size of a refrigerator box, really big. Then there's yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim. We don't look at it like a keli, we look at it like a house. And then you can't break it. That's what the Ran said. Why did he say that? Because he had a problem from the Gemara in Erevin, same problem that Tysus has, that over there you see that this migdal, this cabinet, is not allowed to be broken. So his answer is, it's a kli gadol. That's the Ran says. And the problem we have in the Ran is, there's really two problems, but the problem we're going to address is that I don't understand. You said that the rule is Mekalkal, Letzarech Shabbos is mutter. You're allowed to ruin something, Letzarech Shabbos. So then what's the difference if it's small or it's big? Regardless, it's getting ruined, right? It's not, you break down the thing, it's not fixed. So it's Mekalkal, Mekalkal is Mekalkal. Mekalkal, Letzarech Shabbos is mutter. Why should it make a difference if it's a Kli Katan or if it's a Kli Gadol? This is the problem. We mentioned it the first week. Now, let's see what Rav Moshe answers, and we'll see what the ramifications of his answer is. So Rav Moshe explains as follows. I mentioned already, also in the first week, that there is an interesting question. There's a Pre-Chadosh's question, and the question is that, how do we view Tikkun? When, in other words, all Melachos Shabbos, in order to be Chayiv, they have to be Mesaken. They have to be accomplishing something positive. They can't be ruining, right? So even though there's many Melachos on Shabbos, which technically are all ruining, so it's there, Kareya, right? Demolishing a building, ripping, moichek, erasing. So all of those always have to be done amanas l'saken. Soiser has to be amanas l'vnais, which means you knock down the building in order to build a better building in its place, like a real knockdown building, right? One of those houses that have to be knocked down. You're clearing the land in order to be able to build a building. That's the case of soiser is chayef, because it's a tikkun. You're making it better. You're making the land better, more usable for building. Kareya has to be almanas litvar. It has to be you're ripping the baguette because it was sewn or it was woven incorrectly. You rip it so that you can change, you can fix it in a way that now it'll be better. Moichek is almanas lichtav. You have to be erasing it so that you can write in its place two words, two letters, I mean, right? All those have to be almanas l'sak. The Pre-Chadosh says that even though that is the typical case, but the tikkun doesn't necessarily have to be in the item that you're ruining. If you have the tikkun somewhere else, that's also good. Namely, what he's talking about is a letter. You have a letter in an envelope. You're tearing the envelope. You're demolishing the envelope. But you're accomplishing that you're getting the letter. You're getting access to the letter. That's a tikkun. The letter was inaccessible. And through tearing, you now it is accessible. So even though the envelope, so you were makalkal the envelope, but you were misakein in the way that, in something else. You got made the letter accessible. So Pre-Chadosh Shita is tikkun does not have to take place in the item itself. The tikkun can take place in a secondary item, and that will also be a problem. The Pre-Chadosh l'halacha l'maisa holds that when you all of us rip open a bag of potato chips on Shabbos, we're chayav chatas. There's going to be a lot of chatzis to bring. An awful lot of them. That's his Pre-Chadosh Shita. And the problem is that the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin like him. Mishnah Berurah says you cannot open a letter on Shabbos. And he even says you can't even do it like the guy. He's chayshish for his Pre-Chadosh. And in Bir Halacha, he brings down that everybody argues in the Pre-Chadash, but he still is Chayshish for him, which is an issue. We're going to see that we are not Chayshish for the Pre-Chadash in most cases, and we'll get to why not. But for the most cases, we do not go like the Pre-Chadash. There are some very strong kashas on him. But this is the Pre-Chadash's shita. The Pre-Chadash says that Tikkun somewhere else, you're still Chayiv. But we do not go like the Pre-Chadash, like I said. For the most part, we do not hold like the Pre-Chadash. But Ramesh says as follows. Ramesh says, we don't hold like the Pre-Chadash in most malachas. But in one malacha, we do hold like the Pre-Chadash. In the malacha of Saiser, we do hold like the Pre-Chadash. Why? He says, because by Saiser, the tikkun is never in the thing you're demolishing. What are you doing? You're demolishing the building, and you're building another building in its place. The building that's demolished is gone, right? So the tikkun by Saiser is always outside of the item that's getting demolished. In Kareya, it's the beged. You're ripping the beged and you're fixing the beged. In Moichek, the malacha is in the paper. The paper had become written on it incorrectly. You're erasing it. Now you could use the paper to write on it, right? So the same item is getting fixed, right? So Kareya and Moichek, the tikkun is in the item itself. Saiser, the tikkun is never in the item itself.
Can't say it's in the
mocking. What?
The tikkun is in
the mocking. Same. That's his understanding that not. Right. You could. There's a mocking target. This is his understanding. He doesn't say that the Saiser is never in the item itself. Just get to the question in a second. And therefore he says like this. Now he says the Ran is very geschmack. The Ran is saying like this. If it's a kli katan, so there's no binyan v'stira when it's a kli katan. There's no malachas binyan or stira possible since it's a kli katan. So what's the only malacha that you could have is makabe patish. Makabe Patish has to have a tikkun in the thing itself. So the fact that you're accessing the gregoris, you're getting to the figs, they're making them accessible, that tikkun will not make your malacha into a malacha. However, if it's a kli gadol, then the possibility here is malacha saiser. Malacha saiser, the fact that you're getting the gregoris, is a tikkun that will make it into a malacha. That's why there, it doesn't help you that you're a makakal, because you're not a makakal, you're making the gregoris accessible. Aye, the kilkel is outside of the thing you're breaking the chavis and you're getting it, but in the malacha saiser, we don't care. Malacha saiser, as long as it's big enough, and it has malacha saiser, we don't care about the fact that the malacha is here, and the tikkun is somewhere else. This is Ramesh's approach. Now, what were you going
to
say?
I have two questions. Go ahead. One I'm assuming you're also about to get to. That one would be, why wouldn't we say that if binyan and stira has to be like that, then shouldn't that teach me about the halachas of kilkel in general? That every time we have kilkel, it always should be that way?
He's understanding that it's specific to the malacha. Nothing to do with kilkel. It's the way the malacha is set up. Now, the malacha of stira was designed that way. That it's saiser one thing and you're masakin something
else.
But
why is it any more of a chiddush that the kilkel has to be on the actual object rather than in general?
The svara that he's saying is that if it's not in the actual object, so then it can't make the malacha into a malacha. Now, there's an order to create that the malacha should be a malacha, and then to change the nature of the malacha, you've made a malacha that's misakin something, right? It needs to be in the object itself. There's actually a few other aspects that we're not really attacking the Pre-Chadash in its fullness right now, because there's more to discuss about Malach Shem Tzrich HaLagufa. There's a lot of different aspects of it. But just take it at face value for now. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's more complicated than
just
that.
Also about Siva. Siva, from what I understand, it's irrelevant what kind of surface you're actually doing the Siva on.
Meichik or Kaisiv?
For Kaisiv.
Right.
So we're saying now, Meichik Amanas Lichtaiv, but it's not really... I guess it is a surface.
Okay. Yeah, Meichik, that is Malach Meichik, yeah. Were you going to ask something? No. Okay. So this is what Ramesh said. Now, according to Ramesh, it helps us on a lot of fronts, which means that according to Ramesh, it will be mutter to do feed the understanding of the Ran, it will be mutter to break a kli katan, shever chavis, and likewise, we can apply it to kareya also, so that's good, right? You can apply it, you're allowed to rip a bag open to get your potato chips, because ripping, the tikkun has to be in the thing itself, not like the pre-chadash. And all those malachas will be mutter, so for the most part, you're allowed to open and break whatever you want. The only problem we're going to have in Reb Moshe is like this. The halacha is, which I'm sure everybody's familiar with, you're not allowed to rip the words, right? When there's words on the bag, you're not allowed to rip the words. Even though you're allowed to rip open the bag, you have to make sure not to rip the words, right? Maichek. Ripping words is be maichek. It's not Amanas L'Sakin, right? I'll get that. That's the problem. One second. So the problem is, now the source for this, first let's get to the source. The source is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Yontif, Sim Tavkuf Yotes. It's mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Mem, in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says, on Yontif, he says you're allowed to break something or you're allowed to rip something, but he says you have to be careful not to rip the words, that won't be mutter. That's Mishnah Berurah brings in Shin Mem, when he's talking about the ripping open this envelope. He says even if you are allowed to rip open the envelope, you can't rip the words. And the question is, what's the pshat? Ripping the words, like you're saying, is a makalkal, right? You're not, once you rip them, you can't rewrite them, you're not making it better for rewriting. So if makalkal is mutter, so why shouldn't you be able to rip the words too? What's the difference? It could be makalkal, you're allowed to be shayver zachavius, you're allowed to rip open a bag, you could do kareya, you could do malachas stira, right? As long as it's not soiser, you could do, you know, other types of makalkal you could do. So why can't you rip the words? Why shouldn't that be mutter to do? What should be the problem? Now this should be an earth-shattering question that everybody should talk about, but they don't. They found only Rosh Hashanah Zalman talks about it.
Maybe
go ahead.
Maybe the problem is it's the Ister Abanan of Tzarek Shabbos isn't really applicable.
Why not?
Because presumably there are other ways to open the bag without.
But let's say there isn't. Let's say the battle cap. You know, when there's only right, there's no other way to do it.
Why don't you say it's a groma? Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a groma. It's close to groma.
So that makes a mutter or aser?
It makes a mutter.
But it's not. We're trying to figure out why it's aser here. I know, I also think it's mutter. I'm trying to figure out, but it's not though. It's aser. We want to know why. The fact is it's aser, right? You know, now I'll rip the words, right? Why not? So the only place I could find who talked about it is Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman says his approach, I'll tell you in a second. And really, this approach is a whole different approach than Ramesh. This is the problem. So in other words, basically, we're ending like this. Ramesh's approach is that you're allowed to do any makalkal Tzarek Shabbos as long as it's not soiser. As long as it's not a big keli where it's soiser, then you have a problem that the tikkun isn't something else. Otherwise, no problem. Do makalkal carte blanche, you could do. So we have a problem. Okay, what's with the words? Why aren't you allowed to do makalkal on them? Now, Shlom Zalman has a whole different approach, which is really the Chazanish's approach to this Mishnah and how he's going to explain the Ram. Chazanish is like this. Chazan says is that we have a misconception over here. You're not allowed to be mekalkel on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mekalkel on Tzarek Shabbos. No such thing. You're not allowed to do an Issur Drabanan for food. That's not the heter. The heter is that when you're going to get the food, so then we reevaluate the situation and we look at the chavis as a like the shell of a nut, as the peel of a fruit. Did you ever wonder that, one second, why am I allowed to break open a nut? I'm being oversizer. Why am I allowed to peel an orange and being over Korea? Did it ever occur to you? No. Why? I don't know. Probably didn't think about it, right? The truth is,
it doesn't apply.
Why? It doesn't, right? Okay, I don't know exactly why not, but it doesn't. It doesn't apply to food. It doesn't apply to shells. There's no soiser in food. There's no Korean food. It's just breaking open a shell. You're getting at the food. It's not tearing, right? So what the Chazanish explains, and this is what Shlomo Zalman says too, and I'll show you in a second, it's really Rishayim, is that the heter of our Mishnah is, the reason why it's mutter in our Mishnah is because we look at it, you're just getting the Gregerson. You're not doing things to the barrel. Getting the barrel out of the way. You're just getting at the Gregerson. Your asik is in haitzahs ha-Gregerus. Your business here is just to extract the Gregerus. So mamela, the barrel is just like a shell, it's just like a klipa. You can break it like you can break a nut. You can rip it like you can rip an orange peel. That is the heter of our Mishnah. That's the Yisayda heter. He says, when the Rishonim say that it's Mekalkal, Imbe Mekalkal, Shum Isur Shabbos, Tzarek Shabbos, he says, this is what they really mean. Sounds like a stretch. But that's what he said, that's what they really mean. They really mean that the heter is, it's just that the heter is, it's not a Melacha B'chlal. It doesn't have a Tzuras Melacha B'chlal. That's what Rashi means, Imbe Mekalkal, Shum Isur Shabbos. Rashi is not talking about Mekalkal of Kala Tera Kula. Actually means this Kilkal has no Isur Shabbos B'chlal because it's not Mekalkal. It's just getting the fruit, it's a whole different thing, right? So Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, now first let me just show you that there's a source for this. The source for this is, and we mentioned this last week, that really we have another case in the Gemara here. And the case is Chayslas. The case is you have this basket which is made to store dates in, and they ripen in there, and it says matter mafkiya v'chaytach. You can take this chayslice and you can cut it or take it apart. So Rashi learns it means you're just taking apart the knot that holds it closed. However, I'm going to borrow this. The Beis Yosef quotes a kalbai, and I'll read you his lashon. The kalbai says you're allowed to actually. You're allowed to actually. Where did I put this? Ah, here we go. You're allowed to actually destroy the basket itself. And his lashon is zeloshen akolbay, choisle shel tamarim. These baskets of dates, matir haksharim. You're allowed to untie the knots, umafkia kol chavalim, and you can cut all the ropes. Va'afilu b'sakin, and even with a knife. Va'afilu gufon shel choisleis. You can even cut the basket itself in half. Lefisha kol ze k'moisha shover egoiz, like you're breaking a nut, oishkedim or almonds, b'shvil ha'echol shabam. So he is the Arishan that says that the Yisoda Heter in our sugya, at least by Chayislois, is that it's just like breaking a nut. That's why it's not a melacha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes him. Shulchan Aruch, at least when he brings down melacha of Chayislois, he says Chayislois is in Shin Yudalas of Ches, Chayislois shall tomorrow v'groigris, so on and so forth. V'afil a gufan shall Chayislois shall kol zeh k'maysh shoyver agoizim oishkedim k'delik t'layach shabam. So Allah from Shulchan Aruch. He says that it's mutter because it's like you get. So this Chazanish's approach is a Rishon, and it's halacha Shulchan Aruch. I mean, they're saved by Chayislis, he's applying it to the whole sugya. Now, Shlomo Zalman says a very interesting thing. So he says, that's why you're not allowed to do meichik. Why? He says, because you never have meichik by fruit. They don't come with that sticker, right? They don't grow that way. So you have shiver by fruit, that's nuts, and you have kareya, that's with peels, but you never have meichik. So Chazal were matir only in as much that you can perceive it like the malach, the pa'ula of extracting fruit from nuts, extracting fruit from shells or from peels, but more than that, not. So that's why we were only allowed the malacha of seiser or that type of kokel when you're breaking or tearing malchik. That's not allowed. That's what Shem Zalman's pshat. Very interesting original pshat. Okay, you have a problem.
First of all, it's almost impossible to say this in the Ran. It's also pretty clear that the Ran would say that Rashi doesn't hold like that.
It would seem like that. They didn't seem to think so, but yeah. No, let me just finish what I'm saying. Now, if you use this approach, even though you're right, it sounds a little funny that should be the Ran, what the Ran should mean, but this would also answer Ramesh's kasha, and I'll explain. Now, Ramesh asked in the Ran, that if you're a Mekalkal, and Mekalkal's Mutl Asar Shabbos, right, then it should be Mutter, even if it's a Kli Gadol. Right, so the answer is no. That malacha is not a malacha. The malacha of soiser, the real malacha of soiser on a real binyan, is not a malacha that's applicable to food. Right, food they don't grow on a. I'm saying they're not covered by a house. That's not the way of food. That you never have that by food. Right, it's not. You can't be medama once it has already taken the status of a house. It has taken the status of a binyan, and the malacha, the thing is a real has a, it's a oyhel. It's a davar chashuv, and the characteristic of what you're doing is now soiser, so that's beyond what could be mutter l'tzarech Shabbos. The heter of Tzarech Shabbos is only in as much as we disregard what you're doing because we just look at it like peeling a fruit, breaking a nut. Once it's a house, we can't do that anymore. Right? So it's a whole new angle on the ran, a whole new explanation for the ran. It's a very geshmak of pshat, right? So that'll cover this. That'll take care of this problem. It'll also take care of the problem of why mechika is not permitted, is a problem, right? So it'll add to the Ran. Now, you're saying the Lashon of the Ran just doesn't seem to be going like that. He seems to be very busy with Mekakal Pater of a Lasser. Yeah, I agree. You could squeeze it. If you try hard, you can do it. But the Chazanish doesn't say clearly he's saying Pshat in the Ran, but he says just about everything else. In other words, he says the whole Ran and he fits it into his Pshat. So he's clearly learning that way.
Why would it be also by a small kli in the first place?
What would be the problem? Why do you need it? I mean, what sort of malacha is there?
Yeah.
So that's another question. That's a good question. That's a question regardless.
Right.
Ramesha has a big arichas about that, and he makes it makav apachish somehow. Yeah. You could be there's a makalkal of makav apachish. He has all arichas to explain makav apachish differently. It's way out of our sugya.
That could be a heter of.
That you could have a heter. That could be included. Yeah.
I'm assuming the Mechaber brings down this halacha and does not say the same shot over here.
Which one?
The one in our Mishnah.
Of Chavis?
Yeah.
He brings down Taisus. The Mechaber brings down Taisus.
So how does he ballpark. Reconcile the fact that...
We didn't get to the Mechaber yet. That will... I don't know if we'll do that tonight, but we'll see. We have to first see what exactly Taisus holds. Okay, so... now we have two approaches, right? And now we see the difference between the two approaches. The two approaches in the Ran and Rashi is that either the Yisoda Heter of Rashi is Mekalkal is Mutl Tzara Shabbos. No. There's a Heter of Mekalkal Tzara Shabbos. And that is across the board, all makakel and mutter. The only exception would be soiser, because soiser, when the tikkun is something else, is a problem. That's why kli gadol is a problem. That's Rav Moshe's approach.
That seems straight, correct?
Right. And then there's this other mahal, but then lefi that mahal, we don't understand what should be the problem with ripping letters. That should be permitted. It's makakel, should be no problem to rip letters. And the other approach is the is this Rishon Zalman or the Chazanish, which they're comparing it to Chayslis, that the Rishonim said the heter b'Chayslis is that it's just like breaking open a nut or ripping open an orange peel or an apple peel. And there, what's the heter? The heter is because it's not a malach at all once it's perceived that way. And that's how they're understanding our Ran. They're understanding that it's mutter not because makalkal has a heter. There's no heter in makalkal. The heter is that we don't look at it like a malach at all. We just look at it like you're removing a shell. You're tearing the peel off, and that's why it's limited specifically to those two things, to tearing and breaking in this fashion. But once it's a kli gadol, so it's like a real house, you're doing real stira, no heter. Meichik, no heter. That is the two ways you can approach.
Does the union of stira with the large keli matter if you're being sosa the entire keli or just a small portion?
Lachar doesn't make a difference. Like in a house also, even if you pull out one brick, right, you're over the melach of sosa. Yeah, should make a difference. Yeah.
Like Mushal, what we say in the case in Erevin,
the Migdal?
Why couldn't we say that it's just a shell?
Because it's big. Since it's very big, that was like the Rishonim Zekimta, so it's like a house. Right? So once it's a house, the Melach of Stira in a house, that can't be applied to a fruit. That has its own Chashivas already. You can't just take a house and say it's a shell. Right? That's the Melach has its own definition already.
That's
you're doing something. That's why by us, the only reason why it's mutter is because it's a kli katan. That's how they understand. Now, again, now just to bring out, where do we know that, so to speak, the Pri Chadosh, we don't hold like the Pri Chadosh, at least not in every case. The source is a Tesefta. The Tesefta, one of the last pages over here, the Tesefta says, Meshavu brings it down. This is very funny. Tesefta says, Kareya sa'ar apia chavis, right? The way they had this, their wine chavis set up was that it was full of wine, and then they had to put a piece of ar around the top, and then they tied it on with a string, so that it was very tightly on. And now, instead of tearing the string, you want to know, can you tear the, just rip a hole in the ar, right? It would be very similar to our yogurt, right? That you rip off the top, or something like that. Like a star, you rip off the foil on top. Very, very, very similar to that type of situation. And the Tesefta says, you're allowed to do it. Kareya sa'ar malpia chavis. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. The Siman Shin Yudal Sefkat and Chavhei quotes this Tesefta, no problem, right? And everybody, including Chacham Tzvi, comes to the Pri Chadosh and says, one second, you're not allowed to do Kareya. You're not allowed to do Kareya. There's a tikkun. You're getting the wine. Right, it should be a malacha d'oraisa for you. And this is basically why we don't pass on to Pri Chadosh. You have to make some sort of a chilek, but there's going to be certain things that have to be mutter. The Tesefta says it's mutter. Right? So you for sure are going to be allowed to open your yogurt, at least that. You're going to for sure be able to add it, because that's exactly what the Tesefta says. Right? So even you're going to dream up some tarets on the Pri Chadosh, but there's certain things that are just going to have to be mutter. So for the most part, we don't go like the Pri Chadosh, mainly because of the Tesefta. But what's interesting is that you see that it's kareya. It's even though it's a malacha of kareya, it's mutter. What I mean to say is like this: is that if we mentioned last week that other rishonim say, and we also said 2 weeks ago, we said in Rashi, they said that the reason why it's mutter to me break the chavis is because ein bin investira bekelim. So you're not doing anything. It's not a malacha, so there's no problem in makalkal. That's why it's mutter, right? If that's the case, then our Mishnah says no chiddush at all. Right? In other words, if so, our Mishnah is saying, do you know why it's mutter to break open the chavis? Because what should be the problem? There's ein bin yivistir b'keilim. This is Raj Behol's halacha l'maisa. Ein bin yivistir b'keilim. There's no mekalkal if there's no malacha. So no problem, break open the chavis. If that's true, then why allow to tear the arm up here chavis? Kareya is certainly a malacha. Right? Kareya is certainly a malacha. The Kareya is not limited to big kalem, small kalem. So Kareya is certainly a malacha. Right? So why should it be mutter? It should be Nesed Rabbanan, right? Why should it be mutter? Because everybody else in Shitas Rashi and in the Ran, right? So they say there is a malacha going on here, but it's mutter because it's mekalkal, or it's mutter because it's like a klipas egois, or all other svaras. But they're addressing and saying that there is a problem here, and there's a heter. The other Rishonim say, there's no problem. There's no problem to begin with. It's ain't been used here, b'kelim. Ain't baya. Break it open. Go ahead. But then we're going to be stuck. Why are you allowed to rip the arm al piachavis l'chayra? That is for sure a malacha, right? There. So it would seem that everybody essentially agrees to Rashi. That's either that, or you have to say this. Come up with some other sort of tariff. We're not going to get into that. But this is a very important maramakam. The fact that this is Sefta says, which is brought down in Mishnah Berurim, that it's usur to, it's mutter, I'm sorry, to rip the arm of Pi'al Chavis, we see that the hat, there is a Klaulius Diga Hatter, you can do Makalkal, L'Tzayroch Shabbos. And everybody has to agree to that, even though they learn Pshat in our Mishnah differently, everybody has to at least agree to that Yisait. And that the source for that is from this din of Korea, arm of Pi'al Chavis.
Second line Rashi then, right?
If you want to say that's Pshat and Rashi, you mean. Yeah, right. Go ahead. Why is he saying... No, that would be Makabe Patish. That wouldn't be Bivinu Vestir. Makabe Patish is certainly possible again. Yeah, if you're Mechamre, that would be the problem there. Okay, so this is the Ran and Rashi's approach to the Mishnah, that it's Mutter, either because it's like I said, either because Mekalkal is Mutter, or because it's like a peeling fruit. Now, Taisvis, in our Taisvis at least, didn't necessarily disagree with Rashi and Taisus, with Rashi and the Ram. Taisus, if you learn through the Taisus, you'll see, Taisus never asked the question, why is it mutter to... He didn't ask Rashi's question. He didn't say, one second, why are you allowed to break this chavis? Taisus never asked that. Taisus was fine. It's mutter because probably he's still like Rashi, because Mechalkal is mutter, or however he understood. Taisus had a different problem. Taisus had a Gemara in Erevin that was a stira. Taisus had a Gemara in Erevin that said, you're not allowed to break a migdal. So he had a problem. Right? He didn't have a problem in Svara, why is it mutter? He never asked that question. He just said, I have a case where you see it's Asr. So he has to qualify how far, when is it mutter, when is it Asr. So Taisus, in order to qualify, says that there's a problem that we make a gzera, you might make a nice hole. So therefore, the only time it's mutter is when we don't have that gzera, which is by a mustaki. Right? So Taisus made a new problem. He doesn't say, one second, why are you allowed to break it? It's Saisr, it's Kireya, it's Malachis. No problem with that. Taisus, that's fine. He's fine with Rashi. But he had a case that's Aser. So in order to understand the Iser, he made a new problem. We have a Gezera, Shema, you'll make a nice hole. A Gezera, you might come to do Makav Patish. Because it's that Gezera, it's only Mutter when the Gezera doesn't exist. And then where does that Gezera not exist? When are we not worried you'll make a nice hole? By Mustaki. That's what Taisus over here says. So that being the case, Taisus is essentially the same. He's not different than Rashi and the Ran. He's not even addressing what they're addressing. Essentially, and he's dealing with a side issue, and he comes up with a new problem and makes a new qualification. Right? Now, in Erevin, if you'll get a chance to see it, there Taisus does address the issue. Taisus says, one second, why are you allowed to break this keli? He say, Isaac Taisus, you can tell me, ain't binyan v'stira b'kelim. Now Taisus says, no, this is Taisus Shita and Dafkov Beis also. Taisus says, ain't binyan v'stira b'kelim is means one thing and one thing only. It means if you have a keli, for example, let's say Aron Kaidish, let's assume it's not too big, right? So he says, you're allowed to take off the door and put the door back on. That's what Ein Binyan V'Stira Kelim means. It means that you can take off a part and put back on a part that's meant to come on and off. You can do that. And if it would be Karka, it would be Aser. By Kelim, it's Mutter. That's what Ein Binyan V'Stira Kelim means. If you demolish a Keli, or if you build a Keli, everybody holds Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. So why are you allowed to break the Chavis in this Mishnah? There is Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim if it's a full Keli. There, that Taisa says, answer is, it's Mustaki. It's not a real Keli. So Taisus in Erevin says that Mustaki is not only an answer for this side problem, Gzera, it's the whole reason why it's Mutter. The whole reason why it's Mutter is because it's Mustaki, because Mustaki is not a real Keli. Well, Mustaki is this glued together Keli, doesn't have the status of a Keli. That's why you don't have a problem of Stira. That's why you don't have a problem. That's the Heter in our Sugya. And now, once that's the truth in Taisus, we're going to have to start figuring out why you're allowed to rip the RML Pia Chavis. If the only Heter that Taisus comes up with to break the Keli, right? The only heter is because it's a mistake, it's not a Keli. So now we have to know why it's a mutter to rip the chavis. That we'll get to next time. Right. Yeah.